Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. Are you constantly in the cycle of life with no time for anything? And you feel exhausted? You want to listen to this today on how to manage this. Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset Podcast with me, Johnny Pardo, here to help you take control of your self-esteem and confidence. Right, whatever your circumstances, everyone is always busy. Okay, hear me out on this one. We all have different situations, okay? So you might be a working mum with two pre-kids, maybe more, maybe less. And you're working a full-time job, maybe you're growing a business on the side, and complete admiration to you. There's a lot of hardworking mums out there who are brilliant, and I admire your courage so much. There's many people out there I admire so much. And you've got a very, very busy life. Now, there also might be the working man who just spends hours and hours, 16, 17 hours a day working. Or you might be someone who's just, or you might know someone who just watches a bit of Netflix half the day, sort of works part-time, does a bit of studying, but doesn't have a particularly busy life, or maybe a bit of a less demanding job. However, we all have 24 hours in a day and 7 days a week. Now, obviously, some of that is needed for sleep, and we all have different levels of sleep. Now, it's important to try and get the sleep you need as much as possible. However, I've said this to myself, and I know it's rubbish, and I've been called out for it. And I've heard other people say it as well, and I've called them out for it. It's not a case that you're too busy. It's a case that you're not managing your priorities. There is always time for the most important things. I know people who have got like 2-3 businesses on the go, really, really busy social life, and they still make time for their friends and family because that's a priority for them. And they always focus on the most important priorities in their business, and they do really, really well. My hero, Mr. Tony Robbins, he's a millionaire. He's got lots of people working for him, but he's got 64 businesses. He's always focusing on the most important priorities. He spends time with his family, and he's got so many people working for him, and he always makes sure he tries to give as much value as possible. He is clear about his priorities. We all have different situations. I've seen and heard stories recently, and something I've been involved in partnering with a big area in the cryptocurrency world, and there's been people who really, really struggle for time and money, but yet they've grown phenomenal amounts and they've served and helped their families. We always have time for the most important things. Now, there are things in life that we need to do. Now, if you're saying, well, I've got to go to my job. Yes, your job is important, right? And it's probably a priority because without your job, you don't have any money. And without any money, you're not able to pay the bills and you wouldn't be able to buy accommodation, stay somewhere and various things like that, or pay for basic needs. Okay. However, I've often heard people say they're too busy and they're just focusing on the wrong things. They're just doing activities and not even thinking about what they're doing. It's like you don't have time to go out and network with people in your business, but you have half an hour to watch Netflix. So when you catch yourself, and I'm not saying this is you necessarily, but I'm just trying to make people think as much as possible on when we say we don't have time. When we say we don't have time, is that because we don't prioritize correctly? That's usually the case. It's a case of priorities and what's important for you. Okay. And you might be busy watching TV. You might be busy growing your business. But as human beings, we can get very, very, very busy, especially in this day and age, and not even pay attention to if the busyness is serving us, okay? whether constant activity is actually giving us value. Is it making us feel good? Is it making us go towards our goals? And I have to catch myself out. And this is why every week I sit down on a Sunday and say, what have I been doing? What are my habits? And what are the most important habits I need to focus on? And have I been doing things that don't make use of my time? And yes, there's always time in my week I can cut out and think, wow, I really did spend too much time doing something that wasn't actually that efficient. So, okay, what can you do about this? As I mentioned, self-awareness is key. I'm always emphasizing the importance of self-awareness. And why is this important for your self-esteem and confidence? Well, if you prioritize the most important things, such as feeling good and doing things you want, you're going to grow in confidence from achieving things because you'll be focusing on the right things. And then by doing things important to you, your self-esteem is also going to improve, rather than just getting busy in things that don't serve you. It's kind of a case when I've heard stories of relationships split up because one of the partners is like, oh, I'm too busy with this, this, and this. And what they're saying is, you're not as much of a priority to me anymore. And I've had to be called out for this sometimes when I get really busy. Like, my friends and family mean the world to me, but sometimes I get so busy and I'm actually doing an activity that's not that needed. And then I'm like, oh, sorry, I just got no time and I'm not spending the right priority. So I'm getting a lot better at reaching out to friends and family and just talking to them a lot more. I mean, I'm a big social person, but yeah, you've got to be really, really aware of what you're doing in your activities. So what can you do? Tip number one, focus on your top three each day. And all you've got to do is focus on achieving number one. And if you can achieve two and three as well, that's brilliant. But we can get caught in the to-do list syndrome. I just made that up. But I'm a big planner and I like writing many, many things. Now, the danger I was doing was I have to cross everything off on my list, the typical kind of achiever attitude. But I realized just focus on one, two, and three. And actually, what the value in these things? How are they going to help me grow my business? How am I going to reach more people? What value are they going to give other people? And make sure these three aligned with that. A second tip, schedule time earlier on in the day. Why is this? Because as we go through the day, things can get more hectic, more emails can come in, more messages can come in. So try and schedule something early in the day that's really important. And when I get my one, two, and three ticked off of my list, I feel good and the rest can be flexible. Number three, schedule in fun time. Make feeling good a priority. I'm a big Gabby Bernstein fan and she emphasizes this in her book, Super Attractor. Make fun a priority. Make sure you schedule in fun. Like, doing a podcast is fun for me. Going for a run is fun for me, but dancing around to music and being a lunatic is also fun for me. So I make sure I get those things into my day. And my final point, I've kind of talked about it a bit, but it is don't overplan. Okay, because when we overplan, and I've been very guilty of this, is when we overplan, life becomes predictable and a bit more stressful. So sometimes you have to plan things out, like when you have calls in and meetings, it's good to know when they are. And I do that all the time, and I wouldn't recommend you just do that by chance. But don't make your days too planned. It's about getting the balance. I've got a really close mate who was actually one of my episodes, but me and him talk, we're funny because we're kind of coming from opposite ends, but we're kind of helping each other a bit because he's very much in, and his name's John, he's very much in the moment. He's very kind of like happy and buzzing and energetic, but he sometimes comes into this block of, I've got to get things down on paper now and sort of plan things a little bit more. But he's very good in the moment and it's great to be present. But I was kind of I used to be an over-planner, especially as a project manager, a big over-planner. And I'd be like, right, I've got to achieve this, this, and this that day. I've got to achieve this, this, and this. And now I'm allowing myself to, try and tackle my top one, maybe two, maybe possibly three priorities and then whatever else in the day. But I allow flexibility in being present and doing things that make me feel good. Okay, so those have been my tips on how you can become more productive and make more time rather than just getting too busy. It's about becoming self-aware. So I see a lot of people getting very caught up in day-to-day of being over busy and doing habits that don't serve them. But I love providing value on self-esteem and confidence as much as possible. And I really appreciate all the messages I get reaching out to me and how people are kind of becoming more aware of themselves and improving themselves as a result. It's always great to connect, especially around increasing your self-esteem, your self-confidence, and reducing negative self-talk. But if you're someone who feels like they could benefit from another resource or a really quick piece of work around upping your self-confidence and reducing negative self-talk, then check out the description below. And in the description, I have a free resource for you on how to increase your self-confidence and reduce your negative self-talk. So check that one out. And there is a link in the description for you there. Thank you so much for listening today. If you have appreciated this, please share it with friends and family. And of course, give this a rating if you haven't already. If you have, thank you very much. I appreciate you. And remember this, make that decision to take control of your self-esteem and confidence. And I will speak to you soon.